This is Bill Alford with the Ham's Hog Market Commentary for Thursday, August 27th. Cash remains trending seasonally lower. Lean hog futures remain locked in a sideways pattern amid life of contract lows, and there really is nothing on the horizon that is going to change that anytime soon. For now, the supply situation is essentially known. U.S. domestic demand is presumed to be softening, and exports, while still considered good, have not been able to shake the negative sentiment in the futures market. On that note, this morning's weekly export sales report showed physical deliveries net all trading partners to be up 7.5% last week to 29,902 metric tons. This volume is the fourth lowest seen this year and notably lower than the 33,460 metric ton per week pace so far in 2026. But that is not terribly surprising because export volumes typically pull back over the summer when U.S. pork is most expensive. Market watchers will be looking for a seasonal increase in volumes heading further into the fall when prices start to come under pressure and make U.S. pork more competitive on the global market. New net sales commitments increased approximately 42%, but this does not yet represent a trend and instead appears to be merely reflecting history. Marketing week 34 has seen spikes in recent years, and if anything, last week's numbers are a little disappointing because volumes over 40,000 metric tons have been seen in the previous 2 years. Nevertheless, the pace is still quite good, and the cumulative commitments 12.7% higher than last year at this time. Incidentally, physical deliveries are also higher than last year by 14.7%, suggesting the export market is still quite strong, at least in terms of primal pork products. At 527,355 metric tons, year-to-date commitments are the highest for Mexico on record, and outstanding orders ticked upward last week, with Mexico ordering 22,674 metric tons, which was largely responsible for the spike in net volume for the reporting period. Exports remain the bright spot in the hogs and pork industry. Tariff wars, no matter who with who, should be avoided.